Democrat Maura Healey and Republican Jeff Deal clashing on everything from energy and education to abortion and whether those in the country illegally should get driver's licenses in Massachusetts during their first debate for governor last night. Here's Deal.
As governor, I want to make sure that Massachusetts delivers the services that people expect. My goal serving as governor is to make sure that I listen to the people every single day and deliver on what they expect.
Here is Healey.
Top issue for me is affordability. We need to drive down prices and the cost of living. We need to cut taxes.
Now joining us live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have our political analyst, John Creed, to talk a little bit about last night's debate. John, good morning. What was your analysis of this first debate between Deal and Healey?
Well, I think positive things for Deal is that he went in with low expectations, so that probably helped him. And also, he tried to stress the economy. The positives for Healey was that she had a plan. She went 1, 2, 3. And also, on the abortion issue in Massachusetts, that's a plus. Massachusetts is a heavy pro-abortion state. For Deal, the negative is that he's tied to Trump, and that doesn't help him in Massachusetts. And I think he has to, I don't know how he gets away from that. The negative for Healey is that she said she was going to cut taxes, yet give more money to education, transportation, and the environment. That seems to be a contradiction.
Now, with a debate like this, the numbers have been in Maura Healey's favor. She's got a pretty big margin. I think it's something like 28%. Will a debate like this, do you think that will change anyone's mind?
Well, I think it would help deal with the people who are pro-life, because she certainly came through as strongly pro-abortion. He might... whether he can get the Baker Republicans, that's a challenge for him. So from that standpoint, the visibility he had last night was a plus, because he hasn't been on television because he hasn't got the money.
And I know sometimes some people have said, and I think you might agree with this, that Deal might have won the debate, but Healey will win the election.
That's exactly what was... You stole my next sentence, but that's 100% what I feel is going to happen.
Did you feel that during the debate last night that he did a lot better than people thought he would do, and she did not do as well as people expected?
I don't know if people didn't think, because she pressed the issues for her, abortion and some of the cultural things, but his... he came through better because it was too low expectations from him from the starting point.
What do you think each candidate needs to do if there's another debate?
If there's another debate, I think Deal has got to split from Trump completely. I don't think it's possible, because he's been so much for Trump. Healey's got to explain how she's going to cut taxes and give all these things more money, because that's a contradiction.
We appreciate you joining us today. Thank you very much. That's our political analyst, John Creed. And, of course, you can catch him here with me on election night as part of our political posse on November 8th as we go through all the elections. We've got reporters out in the field, a crew in studio. And, John, did you want to add something else?
Yes, I wanted to remind people, we'll be happy to give them the results on November 8th, but they got to do their thing and vote.
Absolutely. Thank you very much again, John Creed.